From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. And British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria could settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Britain had refused to increase its intake of refugees, but in Parliament Monday, Prime Minister David Cameron announced a further 20,000 Syrian refugees would be given asylum over the next 5 years.
We will continue with our approach of taking refugees from the camps and from elsewhere in Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon.
Cameron refused to sign on to European Union plans for compulsory quotas of refugees who have already arrived in Europe. Henry Ridgewell, London.
At one point Monday, hundreds of the migrants at a refugee center near Hungary's border with Serbia broke through police lines and began marching toward Budapest. President Barack Obama marked Labor Day in the U.S. by ordering federal contractors to provide sick leave for 300,000 employees. Obama told a rally in Boston for union workers that he signed the executive order because Republicans have waged what he called a constant attack on working Americans.
I mean, this is a party that says it wants to rebrand itself. I'm going to quote them here. They said they want to be the party of the American worker and the party of higher wages. Well, that's great. But think about it. They oppose raising the minimum wage. They're doing everything they can to bust unions. And then they want to claim to be the party of the American worker.
President Barack Obama. This is VOA News.